Dan, can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Hello, everybody, and thank you for being on the call tonight. We've got a special call lined up, and I'm really excited about it. Have been excited about this for quite some time because, as some of you heard me say a little bit earlier, tonight's call we have some true experts. We've had a lot of good people in the past, a lot of doctors and specialists and people that have great credentials, and I'm so appreciative for all of those that have been on our calls and taught and supported what we teach and just brought great credibility to our company and to these conference calls. But I think everybody will be especially excited tonight because we've got not only experts, but people that have firsthand experience in what we're going to be talking about. And we feel it's so important for us to share with you some things, testimonial and education tonight, regarding probiotics and enzymes in reference to our youth. The children of today, folks, all of you on this call, you know how bad it is getting, how many more sore throats and ear infections and ulcerations and constipation and diarrhea and ear infections and all of these issues we're seeing more and more today than we've ever before seen in history. And what that translates to is that translates to more and more and more antibiotic usage. Now, many of you on the call may be saying, well, I'm healthy, relatively healthy, and I stay away from antibiotics. You need to understand, if you consume any commercially grown meat whatsoever, you are consuming an antibiotic in one form or another, in most cases. Because antibiotics are ingested into almost every one of the meats that we consume, from our beef to our turkeys to our chickens to the pork and every other animal that you can even think of. Most of them commercially grown have large injections of antibiotics. Now, to set up the call tonight, I want you to understand that antibiotics, anti means against, biotic means life, against life, putting that into my body just doesn't make sense and hasn't for 20 years that we've been teaching this. What does make sense is the exact opposite that has the same goal in mind, and that is probiotic. Pro means for, biotic again meaning life. Probiotics versus antibiotics, and there's just more and more and more studies coming out and showing the need for or the importance or the effectiveness of probiotics in replacement of antibiotics. Now, once you understand that, let me also share with you that whenever we have a bacteria that is bad that comes into our body, whether we breathe it in, whether it gets into our ear canals, whether we gets in the sinuses, whether it's vaginal in the form of a yeast infection, diverticulitis, colitis, colon infections, constipations, diarrhea, much of acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, Crohn's disease, there are just so many, leaky gut syndrome, urinary tract infections. Folks, there are so many infections, if you will, that most of America are running to the doctors to get antibiotics to kill these bacteria. Here's the catch. Antibiotics cannot decipher between good bacteria and bad bacteria. So when you have a bad bacteria in your throat and it goes into a sore throat, now all of a sudden an antibiotic comes in there, and yes, it might kill that bad bacteria. It might kill that off. All of a sudden the sore throat is gone, but you need to understand that you have weakened so much of the other good bacteria that you are actually more susceptible to another form of bacteria, whether a sore throat turns into a yeast infection or a sore throat turns into an ear infection or vice versa. Now, let me also say, before we go any further, so I want you all to understand exactly why probiotics are, in my opinion, and supported strongly by research. I was just reading in the Harvard Journal where they talk about probiotics being the new replacement and the healthy replacement for the massive usages of antibiotics. Understand that when we are born, our first major true dosage of probiotic comes right as the baby is going through that birthing canal. And through that process, that miraculous process, that baby is flushed with its first dosage of probiotics. I believe that, nature knew and knows from the very beginning that the second a human life comes into this world, the bad bacteria is overwhelmingly getting worse and worse and worse. And so we've got to have our true first line of defense against bad bacteria. And most people may think, well, that's white blood cells, or that is whatever you might think. The lining of that GI tract, which is made up of probiotics, that tube that goes from the ears, the nose, all the way through the colon, is lined on the inside with probiotics, multiple different strains. And the first high dosage, the highest dosage that you will ever get, for the most part, is right in that time that the baby is coming through that birthing canal. And that is what really decides whether that baby is ready and armed against that bacteria that they're going to be faced with, or if they are going to start life off behind the eight ball and be prone, as most of America is right now today, to more and more and more sore throat, ear infection, sinus infection, acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, and the lower GI issues. Okay, then once the baby is born, nature knew again that we've got to continue to replenish those probiotics, allow them to cultivate, to grow, and that process comes from breastfeeding. That colostrum that comes from breastfeeding is packed full of probiotics. The mother's milk for the first 72 hours have the highest dosages of probiotics that the milk will ever have. Okay, so that tells me that if you believe in nature, you must also understand that probiotics were intended and mandatory for bacterial defense from the second it's coming through that birthing canal. We have seen so much evidence over the last 20 years, and you're going to hear from people tonight that have firsthand experience. Our children need probiotics. Especially if they have not been breastfed, they need supplemental probiotics immediately, in our opinion, because it's those probiotics that give that baby the best chance of fighting that bad bacteria. Quick analogy. If that lining of the GI tract is properly lined with good bacteria and a bad bacteria comes in, it is able to beat that bad bacteria. Okay, it's much like going into a campground, and as you drive along that road looking for a camping spot, okay, that one's full and that one's full, and when you find one that you're able to get into, you go in there and you set up camp. These bad bacteria are going through our GI tract as we breathe them in, looking for those places to lodge and begin to grow, causing the issues that we have. It starts at birth. As I said earlier, we have real experts on the call tonight, and this first one I actually have a very special relationship with. In fact, she is the absolute love of my life. She's the mother of my children. She's my wife. She's my partner. She's just everything in the world to me, and I could not be more honored to have anybody on the call than my wife. Any of you that have heard me speak when I'm out on the road, you know that I have great respect for her and the way that she takes care of our three children and our home in my absence. And tonight, like many other nights, because of what we do, we are many miles apart from each other, but I, again, am so honored that she has taken time to be on the call tonight to share with us some unbelievable, just neat things that you have to hear when it comes to children and probiotics. So, my beautiful wife, Jody, are you there?
I am, hon.
I can hear you perfectly. I'm just going to let you take it away and share what you want to share. I know you've got some neat things, and So thank you for being on the call and just share whatever you wanted.
Well, thank you for the introduction. And first off, I want to tell everybody how thankful I am. And I know Sean gets to tell you often on stage and on the calls, but I don't. I'm not up on stage or on the calls, and I just want to thank you so much for all the support that we get from all of you. And I want you all to know how much it means to us, and especially how much it means to me that I know how well he's taken care of by all of you when he got on the road. I know he's loved, and I hope all of you know how much he and I both love you guys and appreciate everything that you do to support us. I'm not good at this. I'm not like Sean. It's hard for me to talk. I mean, I can talk when I'm one-on-one, but to feel like I'm in the front of this kind of people, it's tough. But I love talking about my kids. And from birth, all of my kids were on probiotics and enzymes. And my oldest is 16, and it's a boy. My daughter's 14, and my youngest is a boy, and he is 9. And so together, that's 39 years of their life. And in that 39 years, my kids have taken a total of 4, maybe 5 antibiotics. And 2 of those were mandatory because my youngest son, his ears kept perforating. And finally, I told the doctor that I'm not giving them anymore. I'm done. And if they perforate, they perforate. Unless you put tubes in his ears. So of course, the doctor put tubes in his ears. He was younger than typical. And at that point, we doubled up on probiotics and enzymes. And he has never, that was at 11 months old, and he has never once had an ear infection again since then. And I know with all my heart, it's because of the probiotics and the enzymes that we are giving him, also feeding him healthy.
Well, I want to add right there, too, that Jody, that you have been so diligent in making sure that from a young, very young age, our children, not only did they take the probiotics from literally weeks old, but as they age, they understand. All 3 of our children understand what probiotics are and why they're important and how they're the first line of defense. And I owe so much of that, again, to my wife in teaching that. So, Dave, I do appreciate that. And also share, you know, look at me and you. I mean, how many, in our entire married life, we've been married for somewhere between 5 and 25 years.
17 years?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. 17 years, and I know I have not been on a single antibiotic in those 17 years. I don't know if you have or not.
That I can think of one that I can remember, and I honestly, and actually even before our married life, when I was a little kid, maybe I was on some that I don't remember, but I don't remember being on an antibiotic other than that one since I was probably 10 years old. But again, my mom was always very health conscious and aware of our health, and so she took good care of me and taught me those things. And then that's actually how Shannon and I met. We were working for a nutrition company. I was a trainer in the gym teaching nutrition, and Shan came to work there, and that's how we met. And we both had such a passion for nutrition and health. And so it's been easy to raise our kids with being health conscious and taking care of them from the beginning with probiotics, enzymes, good water, good food.
Yeah, and it's been fun to watch too, and we've often talked about this, but how our children going to all the same schools that everyone else does, goes to all the same public schools, goes to all the events, and they're exposed to the same things, and all the other kids are always the sick days. Our teachers have commented on how our kids are never, ever sick. But the neat thing has been those kids that are close to our family, we, of course, get them on probiotics, on the digestive health. And that's primarily what we're talking about here tonight is the digestive health product that has a broad blend, not just 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 probiotics. We have 13 separate stabilized strains of probiotics in the digestive health. And that's very important, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. But it's been fun to watch how we've got so many of these other kids or children and even adults on the digestive health, and their immune system just improves daily, and their amount of sick days and sick time just has gone down dramatically. So, babe, I appreciate you being on the call so much, and is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, one thing, when you were just saying about school, actually, our 16-year-old, he has never missed school from being sick. We've taken him out of school to go on trips, you know, family vacations, stuff like that, but never one day has he missed from being sick.
Well, that's certainly something to be proud of, and I definitely am, and I thank you for helping keep them so healthy, and me as well, through our 17 years of marriage.
Well, thank you, hon, and I love you and appreciate you, and hope to see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, babe.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay, guys, love of my life right there. She's just unbelievable, and I'm so glad that she got to be on the call tonight. Let's move on, though, to another story, another person that I have great respect for and have become very close to only thanks to the phone. Had an opportunity of meeting a couple of times, but this is a girl that I'm not going to take anything away from her story because it's so powerful that she actually wrote her story. We've used it in a blog. You can find it on our blog site, corehealthproducts.com/blog, and you can read her story on there. But we've got Martha Cohen on the line tonight to share with us how powerful the probiotics in the digestive health has been for her, and this goes way beyond just having or helping her children improve their health, and you'll hear her story. So, Martha, are you with us?
I'm here.
I appreciate you so much for so many different reasons, but tonight, appreciate you being on the call tonight. Your story is just so powerful, and as you know, has brought tears to my eyes before when you shared some of the things with me in the past that you have. But I don't want to take anything away from it. So take a few minutes and share with everybody your story and your testimony of the digestive health.
Okay, well, I'm glad to be able to share this with everybody. My two children, Quentin and Jackson, they're about 2 years apart, and both of them, I can say, were born with digestive problems. They started showing up just when they were a couple days old. And they had lots of gas and cramping and acid reflux, food intolerances, diarrhea, blood in their stools. They were miserable, and so was I. They cried. It felt like 24/7, but they would sleep, you know, 5-10 minutes at a time, pretty much only if I was holding them. They were really miserable, and they both wound up being on Prevacid to help with their acid reflux, and I quit nursing. I didn't nurse them very long. It didn't work. I tried avoiding foods that I thought would bother them, and it just did not work. And so they were both on a formula with the proteins extensively broken down in them so they could digest them easier, and that kind of helped, but they would wake up at night a lot, crying, miserable at night. I mean, tossing, turning. We spent a lot of nights in the recliner trying to hold them upright. And I just didn't really know what to do. I mean, I kind of just figured someday, hopefully, there's an answer. And finally, when Jackson was probably about 8 months and Quentin was almost three, I took them both to a GI specialist, and I wanted to get to the bottom of this. I wanted to know why they had these problems. Why did they produce this acid? And I went there, and I was told, your children look pretty healthy, you're good to go. And I wasn't just too impressed. I said, but why? You know, why do they have these problems? And she just said, well, you know, we can look down Quentin's throat. If he's three and still has problems, we can look through the endoscope. And she was going on, so I thought, well, okay, maybe we could try that. But I came home, and I decided, well, I'm going to take him off his Prevacid and see really how bad he is. And because I knew he was still miserable with it, but I thought, how bad is he going to be without it? And I wanted to just really know all this. So I took him off of it, and just a couple days, he was way worse. And by a week off of it, he had cried solidly for 2 hours one night. And I said, we're going to go back. We're going to go back to Prevacid. And but just that next day before I did it, I was visiting with a friend, and I was telling him this. And he said, hey, he says, why don't you try giving him some Tongan water? And I thought, well, I don't know. I guess I could try it. And he said, just try it. He goes, just do me a favor and try it before you go back to Prevacid. And so I said, okay, and I got a gallon of water the next day. And that's all Quentin drank. He did not drink any kind of milk, anything. He could not tolerate it. And so he started drinking that water just that day, and no more than normal. And I could not believe it. The next morning I woke up, and he had slept straight 10 hours. And I just could not believe that it had worked that good. And so I never put him back on the Prevacid. And I started weaning him off of the Prevacid and started making his bottles with the Tongan water. And I was amazed. My children, it really, really helped him a lot. I could tell there were still some foods that would bother him. They still seemed to have acid reflux sometimes, but nothing like they did before. They were off of Prevacid. And the same with Jackson. When he turned a year, I tried soy milk, goat's milk, rice milk, and he just couldn't tolerate it. And so the boys, that's all they drank was Tongan water. And at a year, when they were about a year old, somebody suggested that I call Shannon. And I thought, well, what's she going to know? But I could give it a try. And because I still wanted to get to the bottom of it. I kept feeling like there's got to be a reason for this. And when I called him up, I explained a little bit about my children. And he started talking. And in about 5 minutes, he had me in tears. I couldn't believe it, that there was actually somebody that knew what was causing my children problems. And I just felt such relief. And I wanted to try these pills, and they sounded too good to be true. But I quickly ordered some, and they came. And just within a few days, I'd say maybe 3 days, I was giving them maybe two pills a day, I think. And they started sleeping through the night. I mean, just night after night after night. And I just could not believe it. And I gave them about two a day, sometimes up to four a day, depending on what they ate. And after they'd been taking them for probably about, I don't know, 2 or 3 months, I started introducing milk in there because I knew that was one of the things that bothered them the most. And they were fine. They would drink a whole cup of milk, go to sleep that night, and sleep all night. I seriously could not believe it. And even with, before I'd found the digestive health pills, I realized that my children would do a lot better. The more water they drink, the better they would be. And it was kind of hard to get them to drink a lot, but I found if they'd wake up at night and they were kind of tossing and turning, if I could get them to drink even 3 good swallows of 9.5, it would settle them down and they'd go back to sleep. And they hardly have that ever now. I mean, every once in a while, I don't know if they just don't drink enough during the day or they didn't get enough pills that day or... but every once in a while they'll have that, and maybe, I don't know, but I'll do the same thing. I'll try to sometimes give them a digestive health pill to take and get them to take several good drinks, and they'll go back to sleep. But the most impressive thing is with my baby. I was so scared to even have another baby because I thought I would no way be able to handle that kind of stress. And when I talked to Shannon, I said, well, I really want to have another one, but I'm too scared. I said, what should I do to help that? And he said, oh, he says, you'll just take the digestive health, core health facts while you're pregnant, and he says, you should be good to go. Well, I said, I know, but what about trying to avoid milk while I nurse? And no, he says, you'll be fine. He says, you'll be able to, your milk will be broken down, and then your baby will be able to digest it. And I thought, that's way too good to be true, but I'll sure give it a try, because I wanted more children. And my baby now is 9 months old, and when she was born, that first week, I held her and cuddled her, and I thought, any minute, she's going to start crying. And at a week old, she was fine. In 2 weeks, she was fine. And finally, at a month, I was like, okay, I believe it. And she is a little angel. I can hardly believe how few problems she has had. I mean, I can't say perfect, because babies aren't perfect, but the same with her. She wakes up at night, and she's crying a little bit. She needs to burp. I'll go and mix, digestive health pill with some 9.5, and I'll give that to her, and she all of a sudden she starts settling down. She burps, goes back to sleep, and I lay her down. And it's totally amazing. I mean, my children have. All I can say is Shan has changed her life.
Well, I thank you so much for that, Martha. And what's been neat for us to watch is how many lives you've touched from not only your blog, but the personal friends and people that you've contacted that have much the same issues. The testimonials from new mothers it's just been unreal. When you think about it, guys, kids, when they have colic, is really their way of saying, I've got indigestion, something is burning, something is hurting. And at that young age, if the probiotics, that protective coating isn't there, any little thing that might be somewhat hard to digest or even acidic just burns that that GI, that tract, the protective coating is not there. That lubrication, if you will, is not there. And that's really the reason why enzymes and probiotics should be taken together. We'll get into that in just a minute. But Martha, I thank you so much for your story and your dedication in sharing your story and allowing us to share it with our people as well. So thank you. I appreciate you and sharing that.
Well, thank you. That's such a small word to even use on you, but thank you.
We love it. That's what it's all about. So, well, moving right on. The next person you all already know. If you don't, you should. Liz Bailey is a new mother with her husband Chris. Chris is our office manager. Takes care of all of our order department, customer service. He takes care of everything there. And Liz takes care of all field communication. So all of our blogs that you see, all of our newsletters and things like that go out that you see, all of that is done by Liz. And she's just a huge asset. But she just had little Riley about 2 weeks ago, and I don't want to take anything away from her story. But it's been really neat because she's been able to work all the way through her pregnancy, right up until the last day, basically. And much of that is because she is a very healthy individual. And I know she's going to talk a little bit more, not only on the importance of the probiotics and the enzymes, and research shows they should be taken together. That's why in the digestive health, you have all of your enzymes and all of your probiotics, that most other companies will give you two or three max. And you have 13 different strains of probiotics and multiple different digestive enzymes. It is the most complete. And still, to the best of my knowledge, we are the only company that is using 13 completely separate stabilized strains of probiotics. That's why we're getting the results that we're getting, and truly getting calls from not only people across the country, but from other countries around the world. We're making a big difference, and immunity is a big challenge. But Liz, first of all, congratulations, and thank you for being on the call, and I'll let you take it away.
Thank you so much, Dan. Yes, our little guy joined us about a little over 2 weeks ago, and I have to say I just feel so blessed and so fortunate, even during the whole entire pregnancy. Just how I felt was truly amazing. And I know that's not typical for most pregnant moms out there. Most of the time, everybody always asks how you're feeling. And I think they were shocked how I said, I love every minute of being pregnant. And I know that's due to what I put into my body, from supplements that I took, the water that I drank, and how I ate. You know, there's multiple pieces to this puzzle, and so we're going to talk mainly about supplementation, but what a difference Core Health products made for me. I had always started with the Core Health Pack, as well as multiple of our other products in our line, and I know that made such a difference going into the pregnancy for me. It's interesting talking to all the people that I get to talk to, and one of the doctors that we work with early on in my pregnancy told me that most often that morning sickness and nauseous feeling that most women get is due to the liver being too congested. And how that happens is through a diet that is of a lot of processed food, not being able to digest food properly, the high amounts of synthetic vitamins that most women, and particularly prenatals, have, and also the acidity. Being pregnant is more acidic, and then you compound that with acidic drinks and even some coffee. It's going to clog up the liver, and the liver is the filter of the body. So if it starts to get congested, it's going to excrete more bile. Now, bile is more alkaline, and the stomach is acidic. So when you have that combination of the two, it's naturally going to cause more nauseous feeling and the whole morning sickness symptoms. And so that's where it is so vitally important to look at the diet prior to even getting pregnant and see, you know, what you're consuming, being able to digest food properly, have the enzymes that are so crucial, as well as being able to utilize all your nutrients. It's funny, my midwife that I saw throughout my pregnancy, she noted as each appointment you have to have the different tests, and she was just sort of astounded that I was so alkaline. And so I said to her, well, you know, that's the power of enzymes, as well as the alkaline water. What a difference it made for me just in how I felt and in my energy levels throughout pregnancy. So having said all that, for moms-to-be, one of the most crucial things to really look twice at are prenatals. They are absolutely important, but for me, and I even looked around on the shelves, I never found one that was truly holistic, that had all the necessary components that I felt I needed, as well as for the baby growing inside of me. So in looking at them, most often you will see that they are just riddled with synthetic vitamins or fractions. And in, if most of you have heard Chan in the past, in talking about synthetic vitamins, your body recognizes whole foods. And when you take in something that's fractions, your body has to make it whole to be able to fully utilize it and break it down. Well, in doing so, it's going to rob those pieces and parts to make it whole, causing deficiencies not only in you, but also for the baby. So right out the gate, we're starting off wrong. And also, in most often in the prenatals, you'll see that one vital component is iron. And the iron that is in prenatals is synthetic. You'll find it as ferrous sulfate most often. And it is not absorbable. You only have about a 12 to 14% absorption rate versus what you'll find in our core health pack. We use iron ferritol, which is a chelated form of iron, and that's about an 80% absorption rate. So not only is the core health pack ideal for everybody, we see that as a foundational product for everybody, but when it comes to pregnancy, I call it the perfect prenatal. You're getting all of your whole food nutrients fully absorbable, your chelated minerals, which for me, gave me the most energy. I never felt that fatigue throughout my pregnancy, and I can honestly say that. I would have the same amount of energy from the morning to even the evening time, which is huge because there's so much to get done as you're preparing for a little one. And then also the other crucial component during pregnancy, of course, is the probiotics. We have to keep our immune system strong, build the GI tract, as well the GI tract for our little one. And digestive enzymes. One of the main things when somebody is pregnant is you have to consume more calories. You're not necessarily eating for two, but you definitely need to increase your protein intake because protein's that building block for the body and for the baby. Now, if you're consuming more protein, you have to utilize that protein. And that's where digestive enzymes are absolutely key. You have the broad spectrum not only in the separate digestive health, but also in the core health pack. And taking enzymes, it also will help with if anybody struggles with preeclampsia. Now, that's where blood pressure gets too high, and most often the baby does need to be taken early. With enzymes, they separate the red blood cells. So, again, if you've seen Sam's presentation, you know his demonstration and how in just a matter of minutes what the power of enzymes. And with being on the core health pack consistently for a month's time, those red blood cells will stay separated and will prevent blood pressure from raising, which is definitely very, very important when it comes to pregnancy. So our typical protocol when it comes to the courthouse pack being used as a prenatal, what we suggest is the maintenance dosage is 2 packets a day for the everyday individual. But now that we're growing another life, at minimum we need to have 3 packets a day, and that would be if you're still consuming good, fresh, organic fruits and vegetables and good quality grass-fed meat. You know, your diet is good. If you feel that maybe you're lacking in a few nutrients, you're not able to get as much as you hope to get on a daily basis, then we would suggest taking 4 packets a day, and that ensures that you're getting all the adequate needs for you and also for baby. So the courthouse pack is by far the best choice when it comes to prenatal. In my opinion, and I know in Sam's, the other key component when it comes to pregnancy is a good essential fatty acid, and that's your omegas. Our core EFA has pharmaceutical-grade krill oil, and it's so crucial for everyone to be on for multiple reasons, for cholesterol and blood sugar balancing, hormone balancing, brain health, and that's where it's so crucial when it comes to pregnancy, is that having the good healthy fats for the proper development of the brain for the baby, as well as the proper nerve function. In our diets today, most often, it's hard to get those good fats, and there always tends to be an imbalance between the good and the bad fats. The bad fats being a lot of omega-6s or trans fatty acid, and that's why it's even more important to supplement with a good quality essential fatty acid. One of the remarkable things for the krill oil is that it is more absorbable than your typical fish oil. The phospholipid form of fat is the same type of fat makeup of cell membranes in the body as well as the brain. And that's why it's so crucial when it comes to the baby's health. And that even leads and starts off the baby, but leads into the health throughout, so that you don't see the behavioral challenges that plague so many children today from the ADD and the ADHD. So much of that is caused by the nerve functions not working properly and the brain fat not being what it should be. So it's really, really crucial to have those proper fat building blocks for the brain function and development, the nervous system, the myelin sheath, the coating of that, so that as that child grows, he's able to focus and learn. What we recommend during pregnancy for the good essential fatty acid is similar to the core pack, 3 to 4 capsules a day of that. Maintenance dosage for an everyday individual is 2. And again, we're growing another life force, so we need to supplement adequately. And again, we recommend 3 a day. That would be taken basically with your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And 3 a day is awesome if you're also supplementing your diet with the good fats, the extra virgin olive oil, avocado, raw nuts, and even fresh wild-caught fish. Now, I know for me that's tough with the fish aspect. I definitely do all the other ones. But if your diet struggles with getting those good fats on a daily basis, we would recommend then 4 a day. So you can take it at the same time as your core health pack, and you're ensuring that your growing baby is getting all the nutrients that it needs. You're able to digest and utilize all of that for you and for the baby. Some other little tidbits, if we have time, Stan, that I loved with our other products that were so handy for me in speaking of the digestive health for immunity. You know, when you're pregnant, you can't take anything if, you know, you feel congested or have a scratchy throat or anything like that. So it's great to have digestive health on hand. It's 100% all natural, so you can boost those probiotics if you feel you need to. You're around sniffly individuals. It's great to just have that in your medicine cabinet. Also taking it if you're having a higher protein snack, again, utilizing and breaking down that protein for your little one. I also did the heart health. I was able to work out almost up until I delivered, oddly enough, toning down the workout, of course. But I took two heart health 15 minutes before I worked out. That way I knew the cooked fats that I was consuming. I was able to break those down, utilize them for the baby. I'm also proud to say I only gained about the healthy 25 to 30 pounds during pregnancy. And in this little over 2 weeks' time, almost all of that's gone. And I know that's due to just the enzymes and the amazing products and how they really help the body to utilize everything and not store unwanted fat as well. And then finally, the joint health, which has been one of my favorite products throughout pregnancy. If you have those aches and pains, which so often happen as everything's growing in your body, the joint health was awesome with that. I also love the joint health. It helped my tangles throughout the summer, helped my circulation. So that was a big help. And also after delivering the baby, the joint health has been immensely needed for the healing and also the inflammation. I had a natural home birth with our son. It was a long birth, almost 48 hours. So it was definitely a lot of wear and tear on my body, and the joint health has really helped me to bounce back within just this short amount of time. So I love the products. I loved them throughout my pregnancy, and it's definitely helping me to just get back to my normal life and my normal body. And I know it'll be a big help for all of those out there that are wanting to get pregnant and also pregnant now and hopefully, you know, during nursing and all of that. So hopefully that wasn't too long, Sam, but I had a lot to share.
No, that was great. And so such good information, Liz. Thank you for sharing all that. That's a lot of good stuff for people to think about. I do want to wrap up on a couple of different things. When cause one of the questions that I just got text was, what ages can children start taking our products? And that's a great question. We really suggest that the children start taking or can start taking at about a month to a month and a half with any type of colic, any irritation. You can take, and I remember my wife doing it so much. You take a capsule, you open up the capsule, the powder, into a syringe, and you add a little bit of water, shake it up, and right down the back of their throat. And colic has really been a thing of the past. I mean, indigestion with such small amounts and such a small little body, it doesn't take much to break those nutrients down. So really, a month, right in there, they can, with any type of colic or any type of issues like that, diarrhea, you can give them some of the digestive help there. They need to start consistently taking it, though, at about a year and a half old. At about a year and a half, they should start taking the Core Health Pack, replenishing and providing those good vitamins, whole food vitamins, chelated minerals, the good probiotics, the enzymes to break the nutrients down. Because at about that year and a half age, you notice that's when they start eating the same foods that that mom and dad are eating. They climb up to the table there and eating the same kinds of foods. Not necessarily that they're bad foods, but our tagline that we teach so much, nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. Okay, so a year and a half, they need to start taking it. Now, even earlier than that, for the EFAs, the essential fatty acids, as Liz was talking about, EFAs are becoming more and more and more relevant for good health at a young age. And the reason being is all of the protective coating of the nerves, through the entire spinal cord, all the way to the very ends of the nerves, there's a protective coating, kind of like an insulation around wire, and that coating or that protective insulation is made up of essential fatty acids, primarily your omega-3 fatty acids, which you don't get hardly any of in the typical fish that you would eat, in essential fatty acid oils that come from fish. The omega-3s really come in their most concentrated forms from krill, and that's why we've chosen to use a medical-grade, pharmaceutical-grade krill oil that is just the purest form, highest omega-3. Allow that child or those children, or even, doesn't have to be children, anybody, to start building that protective coating up over those nerves. That is what, and Dr. Betsy King, an amazing research scientist at University of Arizona, she is tying so much together with ADD and ADHD, any type of mental disorders, motor skill challenges, Alzheimer's disease. So much of those are being tied directly to omega-3 deficiencies. You can get that from our core EFAs, guys. And, man, start the kids at a young age. Now, before I say this next statement, I want to say something that many of you have heard me say at many of my events, but I want you to understand that we truly, here at Core Health Products, we have just so much passion about our product and our product line, but that doesn't mean that we do these to make you feel like you have to buy our products. We're teaching these philosophies. You hear all of these women tonight and all of the experts and my testimonies and athletes and so on and so forth. We share that with you so that you understand the message. And if that message drives you to a local GNC or a friend down the street that has something, by all means, if you are getting, just make sure you're getting broad-spectrum enzymes to digest all the food you're consuming, not just one or two enzymes. Make sure that the probiotics, we offer 13 separate strains of probiotics. I don't know of another company that provides that. Most other companies will give you two or three, Acidophilus, reuteri, and Bifidus. We have 13 stabilized probiotics, meaning that they don't have to stay in the refrigerator. They're stabilized and activated by pH rather than by heat or any type of thermal sensitivity. So that is something that we offer. Our whole food vitamins, our chelated minerals, that's what you need to look for. And if you're driven somewhere else, that's fine. Our job is to educate, and I hope, and our whole team hopes that you feel that way and that you understand that. Our mission is to educate, and we feel that ultimately it will drive you back to us eventually. But if not, we understand, and we hope that we can improve your quality of life. Now, saying that, I wanted to say that before I emphatically state that I truly believe that a true blend of enzymes and probiotics, they go hand in hand. Harvard has basically proven that enzymes and probiotics work like a hand in glove. They need to be taken together, not separately. You need the broad spectrums with your stabilized probiotics. That, I believe, is mandatory for our children, for our youth of today, to start beating that bacteria, that quote-unquote superbug that so many people are talking about. So many doctors are saying eventually we're going to have a strain that antibiotics can't even kill. Guys, if we have the probiotics built up strong enough, there is no superbug, I don't believe, that can affect us, relatively speaking. One last thing I will add is that in our digestive health, not only are there the probiotics, but we also have, different than most of our other company out there, prebiotics. They are food. They're actual food in the product that feed the probiotics, so it allows a proliferation, a growth of the probiotics already in your body. We want to strengthen those that are there, make them stronger so that they can beat that bad bacteria, whether it's breathed in or consumed on fruits or vegetables or any food you're consuming, or bacteria in the urine or fecal matter. Bacteria is all over, and it's going to continue to bombard us. We have to build up our immune system, and probiotics and enzymes are the key with that. And then the essential fatty acids, it's just something that research is showing they are deficient in almost every single individual that is experienced ADD, ADHD, Alzheimer's disease, so many of the other motor skill challenges, Tourette syndrome, so many of those. Folks, if you've ever made a health decision, you all know that I believe in alkaline water, Kangen water first and foremost. But in addition to that, if you've ever made decisions for health, for your own personal or children or grandchildren, the digestive health and the essential fatty acids are an absolute mandatory, whether you get them from us or someone else. Make sure you, your family, your colleagues, your friends are on good essential fatty acids and digestive enzymes and probiotics, along with prebiotics as well. So I hope everybody enjoyed the call tonight. It went a little bit longer than I expected, but so much of that is because I try and tie everything together. But we enjoy doing this, and I have so much respect and appreciation and love for the women that were on the call tonight. Martha, thank you so much. Liz, you're amazing in everything that you do. My beautiful wife, she's amazing. I'm just so thankful for the team that we have. Now, to close it out, as always, we always give a special, and the numbers, there's a lot of people on the call here tonight, so I'm really excited to give this special out, because it's something that I think many of you are going to be able to utilize, and we are going to try and put something together in the near future for a pregnancy package or something along those lines, and then also a package for children. But having said that, the special for tonight, it includes the essential fatty acids, of course, and the digestive health, the two products that we mainly talked about tonight. And what we're doing is it's a buy three and get one free. And that can be any combination of the essential fatty acids and digestive health. You can buy three of one and get one free. You can buy two of one and one of the other and get one free. Any combination of three of those two products, and then you get to choose which one you want free, whether it's the essential fatty acid or the digestive health. Now, to do that, when you go to the website, it's corehealthproducts.com, core like apple core, C-O-R-E, healthproducts.com. As you go through the ordering process, there will be a section asking for a coupon code. In that coupon code, the code is KIDS, K-I-D-S, like children, but KIDS, K-I-D-S. That's the coupon code that you'll put in the coupon code section. Then just go through the process. Order any combination of three of the essential fatty acids or digestive health. Now, you can also add other products in there, digestive health, the core health pack, the heart health. But with a combination or a grouping of three of the EFAs and the digestive health, then in the notes section, just list which free product you want, whether it's the essential fatty acid or the digestive health, either one. In addition to that, okay, so basically that's a 25% discount, guys. Buy three, get one free. 25% discount, that's a pretty deep discount. And then lastly, any and all orders over $150 will automatically receive, of course, that and free shipping. So $150 above, free shipping, wherever you are, unless you're in Canada or another country, Alaska or another country. And again, combination of any three EFAs, digestive health, you get one free, over $150. It's free shipping in addition to that. So, folks, I appreciate so very much you taking your time being with us here tonight. We've got so many great things coming up. You'll see in our newsletters going out that we've been invited to speak at some unbelievable platforms that has given us great recognition. We are gaining the recognition of the big boys. And what I mean by that is we are being asked to speak at conferences and do events that really set us apart and are putting us in that upper level, that upper echelon of people. And so much of that comes from your support out in the field. And I thank you very much on behalf of my wife, my children, and our entire company here at Core Health Products. As always, you can check out our website, corehealthproducts.com. We also have an 800 number, which is 800 342-4792 with any questions. We would always prefer those questions in email if that's just as easy for you. You can email us at info, that's I-N-F-O, at corehealthproducts.com. Folks, thank you so very much. Again, we appreciate your time tonight, and we look forward to meeting you at the various different events we have going on out there. Everybody have a great night, and we look forward to next time. See you later.